Hello, Jaguar 2. Hi, everybody. What's going on? It's nice to see you all. It's nice to see you all. I know I'm a little early, but that's okay. And I'm inside. Why? Because my wife and kids are having a play date outside with the animals. And let's just say hypothetically, Dad wants to throw on a Grabber mask and really escalate the stream. I don't want to alienate, everything. Hey, Bears and BB. Hi, everybody. Today is called episode 770, The Underbelly of Fear, Laughing Through the Ungrabbling. There's a lot of funny stuff happening in the world, and I can sometimes get too angry at fear itself and kind of lose my cool. And there's a limit. I was hanging out with my precious metal guys. Yes, I have those guys. And we're talking about panic in the markets and how it all works. And, they have high math and logic IQs as well. And so we're really just kind of bonding about how absurd people's behavior can be. But at the same time, he was telling me the story that one of his relatives has leukemia, like actually wears a mask because of an actual reason. Like there are people with sensitive immune systems in the world. And a bunch of jokesters came up to this dude and started like spitting and saying, Corona, Corona, Corona. My first instinct was that's funny. My second instinct was that's sad. Not sad, but like it's a cautionary tale. That it's one thing to mock the weak-minded and the scared. I think it's good for the world. But there are people who actually have compromised immune systems, and the common cold could actually kill them. And just because someone's wearing a medical mask doesn't always mean that they're a coward. Funniest thing I saw yesterday was some dumb wearing a full-on respirator for pain. And I'll tell you another story. Immunocompromised. Yeah, that's an actual thing. Like, if you see someone with a mask, don't just spit at them and scream Corona, Corona to watch them freak out. I understand. I was just discussing the same thing. Yeah. I understand the appeal of that, obviously. Like, I'll show you one right now. Last night was powerful. Give me a name. Right, I know. But we have to find, joy, calm, I'm not even saying this to just... I'm not fronting when I'm saying this. I'm not posturing. I really shouldn't be as angry at fear itself because it starts a weird loop. Like, I can just be so mad at cowards and scared people that it isn't the right level to be at. And although last night definitely helped some people, and I got a lot of great emails, because this is the thing that I think separates me from a lot of the quote-unquote truth community or a lot of this stuff, is I understand the working life, the life of, you can see the NBA gets canceled and people are like, good. The current social class I'm in right now thinks, great, more time with family, less false idols, more homeschooling, great, less international travel. But I do know how the world actually works, and I know that there's people that I've been this person many times that makes $100, $150 a day to do a job, and they don't get paid if there's no job. Like the parking lot guys, the people selling stuff, food and beer, the guys selling t-shirts, these are the people that set up and break down stadiums. A lot of these people don't just think, great, I can just homeschool more. What a nice time to be home. I have the luxury of feeling that right now. I'm very aware that isn't the same for a lot of people because I've been on the other side. And there are a lot of good people that then face despair. I'll tell you a story about me. I once tried to get a job in New York City because my buddies were working at the World Trade Center. They were going to Cornell. And I was going to a state school, but we're still very close. And they're like, come down, Big Bear. Get a job. So I walked from Harlem, walked, it's a true story. Walked from Harlem to the World Trade Center, stopping in every single restaurant I could and applied for a job. And I didn't get one job. So I ended up working in a warehouse in Newark with a bunch of Mexicans. My immune system is terrible. I get sick overnight. Okay, cool. Big Bear's telling a story right now. Story time with the Big Bear. I know what it's like to not be able to get a job. So what happens to these people who, let's just say their job is assembly and breaking down NBA stadiums or something. And about to go to work in the public, no, of course, but just hear me out. And so then there's no work. And so while people like me who have the luxury of saying, great, more homesteading, I've made all the right decisions. and I don't feel any joy in it because I see so many people in pain. And I'm trying to get better at that. But now that my pituitary gland is very open from not pounding alcohol, I can envision it. I can envision the person trying to find another job and getting rejected. I can envision the person having a wife, maybe even a baby, and starting to feel real low. And then it triggers their going back to heroin or even potentially suicide. You know, they start drinking to numb it. And then their girl, their wife starts getting on their case about, go out and find a job. You're just drinking all the time. And he's like, I can't find a job. But instead, it's been so buried by the alcohol that it's like, get off my case. And then it becomes a fight for no reason. And then it's just families break up. I see all of it. I feel it, you know. And so when people just say like, oh, good, less false idols, I'm like, yes. And what about all the people that don't care about the NBA players at all? They just need somewhere to go and work. And so I know the right answer is morality. I know the right answer is homesteading, community building, faith in God, the provider. You got to really actually look at what really people's lives are actually like. And that can be infuriating to say when someone's like, dude, I need work, you know? And I know that feeling. I know what it's like to work in a warehouse in New Jersey with a bunch of Mexicans. What we did is we stacked, you can't make this stuff up. We stacked bags for Jewish summer camps because they didn't want to bring bags. They didn't want to carry their own bags. I was working in a warehouse in New Jersey for all the Jewish summer camps in the whole country. And the little special snowflake Jewish boys didn't want to carry, you can't make this up, they didn't want to carry their own bags to camp. So they would be picked up by our guys in a different division, brought and sorted to a warehouse in New Jersey. That's where I was. And I would carry on my back the very heavy bags of all the little Jews in the country, all Jewish camps. When I say Jews, I mean it. And then it would be resorted and sent to their camps so that the special little precious boys that, you know, dominate the financial world and our governments and all that, they didn't carry their own bags. And I've been a janitor. I've been a tree guy. I've been a comedian with no place to perform. I know how it works, and that triggers grab where summer camp. Yeah. How much alcohol can cause rebound anxiety? Right. See, it's a vicious, don't drink. Don't do the drug. Don't escape. Last night I wanted to drink. In these times, it's very easy to want to numb you. Don't do that because it starts a cycle. You get more anxiety the next day. You feel more the next day. Everything's louder the next day. Your failures are more obvious the next day. And your girl doesn't understand what you're going through sometimes. And so she'll just perceive you as weak when in reality, you're facing some real hardship that you didn't cause. And there's a whole class of people that make everything operate. And people just seem to always forget about them. BB has been one of their bagmen. I was literally a bagman for the Jews. It's like, oh, so you carried out. No, I carried their bags. And so I'm in a position of privilege right now. I don't have white guilt, but you do have to think about the people that really suffer unnecessarily. Hi, everybody. It's more pleasurable to overcome a negative desire than succumb to it. Yes, exactly. Every day I talk about the ways through this, But the reality of the situation is, you know, some people are in a position where it feels like the world is falling in on them. God is there for you at all times. Must be nice. There is people that can do the must be nice authentically to me when I sometimes forget that, forget these situations. Soul gravy. Yeah. So let's laugh at some of this stuff. All right. Good job to expand the focus from the individual micro into the bigger picture macro, aka the arena worker whose life is devastated. Right. Right. And so if we just understand that, it makes a world of difference. If you get sad, if you get overly sad, overly angry at fear, it can cause problems. You know, I do that all the time. But it's like, not sad, but I can just be like, what is wrong with you people? Don't think I've ever seen or known anyone with as much willpower as BB. This guy just does what's needed and doesn't look back. It's a challenge. I'll tell you another story about what matters in life. One of my really close friends who lives in Los Angeles, and he's just such a wonderful person. I've been excited to have him visit now for months. We planned this, and he's just awesome. And we're going to do all these like nature hikes and talk about life. And he has so many exciting things going on in his life. And he's, you know, in LA, and we've stayed in contact throughout all this time. And he's canceling his trip because he just found out his wife is pregnant. And she doesn't want to risk her immune system. Okay. I think he's making the right call. And as much as that sucks to say, and you know, I could tell that he was hesitant to tell me this because he knows that he'd get an earful about changing your plans for fake fear. Your wife's, if you have a pregnant wife, her emotions matter a lot, regardless of whether or not it's real or fake. From my perspective, living in LA is what much worse for your immune system than being on an airplane. Does not matter. If your wife feels fear for something that you can change it. Something, it's not a, like, it's one thing if it's like a big moral thing where it's like, you gotta go kill those kids or else I feel fear. I'm not talking about that stuff. If your wife, like, for example, my wife doesn't want me to get ostriches, so I'm not. I know I can handle ostriches. I know ostriches would bring a lot of fun to Ursa Manor. Like I ever since I watched a little kid ride around on an ostrich in the movie Swiss Family Robinson, I've always wanted an ostrich. I think I'm probably too big to ride on an ostrich, but I know that when we saw an ostrich walk by in Ursa Manor, it would bring a lot of joy. And Amy said, no, the ostrich could kick one of our kids and they can kill people. I said, but I didn't get an ostrich because this is the irony of feminism. The most powerful women in the world are the ones married to men who love them. Like, for example, last night I wanted to do a show called Agenda 251 because the state of Washington recently made assemblies of more than 250 illegal. And so I wanted to, or a barbecue, I call it BBQ, like Big Bear and Q. The BBQ. And we would just intentionally poke the devil right in the eye and say, 251, what are you going to do about it? And my wife said, I really don't want you to be arrested right now. I need you. I'm very pregnant. We have a lot of animals. If you were on tour, bear in mind, this is a woman that was okay with me going to England to do a show with Tommy Robinson where I potentially could be arrested. She's a brave woman. She said, if you already had a tour, I would be proud of you for not cucking. For still doing it. But to intentionally do that while you're so needed here, I would appreciate if you didn't. So I didn't. I'm not. And this is something to think about. Think about me, right? Think about how many really, really scary, intense, threatening, powerful men have tried to get me to do things that I refuse to do. You've watched it happen for years now, right? Think about big bad Hollywood and big bad PayPal and big bad all this stuff. And no one can get, my wife can. A woman who's loved by her husband has more control than any woman in a cubicle, any woman on the Supreme Court, And it, like, they can't get, like, last night I was like, yeah, Agenda 251, BBQ, BBQ, let's show these. And she's like, I'd appreciate it if you didn't. And she's not, she doesn't have the authority over me to forbid me to do something, but I trust her and she grounds me. And so I listen and I'm not going to. And I don't, if someone's like, oh, you, I'm like, dude, my wife needs me. My pregnant wife needs me. That's very important that in these times when I can go so hard at fear and cowards and stuff, it's like, just remember though, if your pregnant wife is scared, listen, I don't care if she's not woke on the moon landing. It doesn't matter. If she is scared, really listen. Don't be a liar. Don't be immoral. But just understand that me and my buddy can reschedule the trip after his wife feels safe. If you make your wife feel unsafe, even if it's true, you have to reassess what how you're presenting it. Like, what do you really need an ostrich? You know, she can calm you by speaking true softly. When about right? She, because I trust her and she grounds me. I am a very powerful warrior, mentally, spiritually, comedically. You know, there's entire industries that have tried to silence me and cuck me that not only can't, it's only made me more powerful. My wife simply can say, I'd appreciate it if you didn't. And I would be like, okay. There's been times when I have assessed that situation and I, like laying hens, she didn't want more chickens. I did. And I got more because her argument wasn't, and she's happy now that we pushed for more chickens. Like at first she was like only 3 more this year and we got 15 more. And now that the supply chains are breaking down, she's quite happy with my decision because I assessed it. Like the ostrich could kick one of my kids. Laying hens can't kick anybody. And I assessed the situation and I said, no, we will be getting more chickens. And it's okay. And she trusts me. You understand? Emu is a compromise. She doesn't want a bird that can kick our children. And it's fine. Even though I know it would bring a lot of joy. Imagine me doing a live stream and just a giant ostrich just walks by and goes, hello. I agree with Owen, except when the concept applies to motorcycles. I don't know what you're talking about with motorcycles. Because you can tell when your wife is just... And bear in mind, pregnant is much different than all the rest. If your wife is pregnant and doesn't want you to ride a motorcycle, don't ride a motorcycle. Pregnancy is like the special ops of women. You know, you have to just serve at that point. You know, don't cuck, don't... But it's like, if she's like, please don't ride a motorcycle, I need you. Don't. If you're like, well, I mean... The percentage in the probability, I sure, you know I like my freedom. Just don't. And then later, you figure it out. What about a peacock? We're getting peacocks, obviously. It's about her feeling safe. I'm in the supermarket, so many empty shelves, can't wait to have my own homestead. Right. If only someone has been telling people that this whole time. Other people are like, my Bitcoin went down 25%. But the same people that told me to buy it a year ago, were they like, you there haven't listened to Joe Rogan. It's going to go up to $100 million. I'm like, based on what? No, the way these things work is there's bumps. They rely on dupes where it's like, okay, you show people a massive surge and then you get a ton of people to invest and then you tank it. Does no one understand how grapplers think? I mean, I guess that's my job. It's all good. Any bears here raise ostriches? Women need to feel safe. Men need to feel respected. Zoomy bear? Men need to feel respected. If a woman ever acts disrespectful to you when this happens and says like, don't do Agenda 251. Don't be a big baby. Oh, it's always about you. I'd be like, okay, it's 252. 252 now until you realize how to treat me. But men need to feel respected and women need to feel safe. The more you understand that, the more your marriage will thrive. And you see it in politics, you see it in economics, you see it everywhere. Are you getting And send war supplies to Owen Benjamin, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington 98335. Thank you very much. But again, this is something there's people with weakened immune systems in your life. Leukemia, really old. Don't cough on them and laugh. Okay? I get it. But it's like the coronavirus can kill the extremely, it's the common cold, guys. But it's like I've had a death in my family recently, and it was Amy's grandmother watching the news. She had a stroke. So I've been a little on tilt, a little bit like really mad at fear. And the best way to deal, I don't regret shaming the hell out of cowards, but like the best way to handle it is just to laugh through it, not just to feel so much disgust for these people who call themselves men. Sounds like a sermon from Tony. I don't know what that is. I had peacocks as a kid. They're awesome. They just shit everywhere. That's fine, because that's fertilizer, my friend. Dan Pena said, when people find out who the real owner of Bitcoin is, it will plummet and be worth nothing. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Loved the stream last night. Thank you. The power of suggestion is real. It is power. That's all the power. All the real power is from God. All the manpower, the power of men, is from wizardry and suggestion. The entire economy is based on it. So when you assess what has actual value, you know, some people are spiraling like, this is tanking, and then this thing. And then one of my other buddies responded, have you looked into chickens and goats? Humor is good medicine. It is. And just know that I understand what a lot of people are going through when they work based on a day rate. And as people like me can say, oh, there's so many good things about this panic. Because in my life, it's an overall good. You understand that, right? My anger at it is watching people in fear sabotage people that I think still have a pulse, that can get out of hell, that can get out of the underworld. I have a functioning homestead. I have, passive income. I have a giant family around me. I'm not threatened by any of this. That my frustration is seeing people unnecessarily hurt themselves. And I've had those jobs where one day you get 100 a day, the next day there's no gig. And it's like because of nonsense, and then to see people like me rooting for it, rooting for a collapse, rooting for, a return to homesteading, homeschooling, less travel, all that. Because in my life, it's all good. It's literally all good. All the effects of this makes my life more obviously the right move, and it makes everything I own more valuable. Gee, I wonder what will go up in value. I don't know. 5 to 10 acre properties with houses and a supply of fresh water in areas with very stable political environments and other homesteaders. Do you think that may be worth more than the stock market in the future? Obviously. Why do you think I try and share it with people? It was almost out of hell. It's just a setback. Oh, you're good, Kung Fu Bear. But it's like, I know that feeling completely. And so the must be nice is real only when it's someone who doesn't fundamentally understand the lives of most people, where it's like, they have an addiction waiting to kill them at all times. Heroin, alcohol, any of that stuff, despair, suicidal thoughts. And when a man doesn't feel respect and a woman doesn't feel safe, those little demons start lapping at your ankles. And then you get desperate. You start applying to everything. You start thinking, well, I'll get back into moving some weed for that guy, even though I don't want to. And then you get involved in another. Dude, that's what kills people. You understand? When the economy goes down, people get in these desperate states. Their addictions flare up. Think about all the people you know. I'll read the comment section on my challenge to the internet about how many people share their story of people who died of opioids. It's not a party drug, guys. It's to numb. It's to not feel the physical pain that comes from doing a lot of jobs that you're forced to do. And then you take the opioids just to not be sick. It's not recreational. And so I'm here every day to tell you to hold on, that The addiction is always bad. And we all have them. Especially those of us that are actually tuned in to source, to patterns. Because the noise of this world can be insane. So that is your hitman. That is the virus. And a lot of people don't know it because they've not had these jobs. And they don't know what it's like to see those work boots not getting laced up for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. You want to work. You want to feel proud. You want to feel respect. But the industry that you were just in closed down out of fake fear. Now your girl's feeling unsafe. Now she's looking around for someone to protect her. She might make terrible mistakes. She's pregnant. She doesn't feel safe. What do you think they do then? Right? Sound familiar? Been there sucks. Yeah, I've been there too. I've been there bad, dude. Bad. Yeah, the noise has been really loud in my ears lately. Yeah, so let's enjoy today. Opioids is more deadly than... Yeah, of course it is. Yeah, the noise. All right, so let's see some stuff. And don't forget to wash your hands, guys. This is how to hand rub. It's Grabber 101. By the way, I'm not saying to not wash your hands. It's assumed that you should clean yourself and bathe and stay clean. That's assumed. So when I'm ranting against fear, just know that I'm assuming that you keep yourself clean and healthy. You know, don't rub pee all over your face to really get back at the Grambler. But these signs are going up everywhere. It's basically how to hand rub. So what do? You put something in your hand and then you go like this, right? And then the more times a day you do that, oh, how to hand rub. Not how to avoid death. It's how to hand rub. And so as we see in the aisles, everyone's getting toilet paper and lotion. What do you think they're going to be doing with it? You think they're going to be stocking up for the Karenian, or they're just going to be in their basement exhausting themselves, if you know what I mean. I keep these clean during the day. At night, I can unleash a little bit. But what do you think people do with lotions that they rub on their hands and then toilet paper? What is the world stocking up for? Is it the largest whack-a-mole session in the history of humanity? Maybe. All right. I do have, however, I have a man on the front lines. Guys, I have men on the front lines everywhere. I have correspondents. I run the only real news source in the world. So there is an issue. There is an issue on the ground. Veritech Tactical is here to tell us exactly what's going down. Yeah.
Big Ben.
Yes.
I think I found the cure.
What is it?
I'm going to need some potatoes.
Yes.
And some ice.
Potatoes and ice. Got it.
I got this.
Yeah, you do, buddy. Okay, so he's protected. Let's just listen to it one more time. He's got a very important thing to tell me.
Big Ben.
Yes, Veritech Tactical.
I think I found the cure.
What is it?
I'm going to need some potatoes.
Yep.
And some ice.
Ice. I don't know what that's for, but okay.
I got this.
Yeah, we got this. So upon further review, Brandon was telling me that the only cure is potato anus. That the only cure for this deadly virus is to put a potato in your anus. I declined. But Ursa Manor Newswire has released the only known cure right now for this deadly crown virus. You know what's called crown virus? Swine, crown. Crown virus is to shove a potato in your anus. Let's see. We have this is something that's right on the edge of what I think is helpful. I love it, obviously. But after I heard that story about the guy with leukemia, all right, check this out.
Well, I went to China for a week, and then after I came back, I've been coughing the whole time. Yeah. It's bad, bro. I don't know.
Ha 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 It's the new boogeyman. You know, it's self-quarantine. It's the new terrorist. You know, and I used to know some dudes back in the day. This one comic that was hysterical from a Muslim background. And he used to always do stuff like that to people. And that was back when I used to fall for that more. I used to think that there really were, that Muslims all had like a secret network. That were they were always plotting to take out Ariana Grande. But this is way before that. And they'd literally just be like, "Allah, oh, we got the bomb, Muhammad, bomb, Muhammad." And dude, looking back at some of the funniest stuff I've ever, and even me, I'd be like, what was that all about? It's like, "Oh, Muhammad, bomb. Oh, Muhammad, white people, bomb, Muhammad." And I now see how insanely funny that is. But again, don't like cough in someone's face and go, "Corona." Yeah. But this is about the edge of what I think is helpful for people. Hang on. Credit to TikTok/@official_SEMO. S-E-M-O. All right, watch it one more time. Because this lady wasn't in like a health, you know, this is about the limit, I think, that is really funny.
"Well, I went to China for a week, and then after I came back, I've been coughing the whole time." "Yeah. It's bad, bro." "I don't know."
Someone said, there's a post on Reddit talking about how Pornhub Premium is free in Italy right now due to Corona. No joke. Very interesting. it's great. Oh, and again, you know, even if someone has leukemia, there's a whole... I've been talking to a lot of medical doctors via email that want to stay anonymous about what really causes cancer and what cancer treatment really kills people and all. It's fascinating stuff. Whether or not a bug in your saliva will actually kill it, it doesn't matter. It's just like the pregnant woman stuff. If someone has a weakened immune system for a variety of reasons, they don't need panic. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, don't actually put bodily fluids on somebody. Don't, like, people that actually have a disease, people that actually are weakened, you don't need to make them feel scared and panicked, even if their panic is retarded, because that could kill them. And you don't want that on your hands, man. It's not good. Reddit, you have to go back. Potato anus, Brazil is going to love this cure. Ah, second to Israel. Yeah. No, they love potato anus. Cancer is a fungus. Well, there's a lot of theory. The one thing I will tell you for sure is the accepted mainstream medical beliefs of cancer are not true. Some things might be true. It's just not. And I'm not going to say any more about that because I don't want to be responsible for people's treatments and all that stuff. I just, it really is about health and, oh, I'll show you another funny one. Hang on. I'll just keep being funny here. Oh, that guy's great. Where, did I not put up all these? Oh, here we go. Oh, this is a funny joke. You want to hear a coronavirus joke? You probably won't get it. Huh. Yeah, did I not put it up? Let me just check and see. It was, I'm not really that good at making memes sometimes, but I just thought this one was pretty funny. And then we'll talk about Tom Hanks and all that. I'll just tell you about it. It's fine. Larry Bird. It was just Larry Bird talking to a player saying, "In my day, they made me rub up against a sweaty sex addict with AIDS, and they didn't cancel the season." But you know, LeBron has the sniffles. The sniffles. Chemo brings back the guy. Right, I don't want to make any statements, and just respect me on that one. Chemo will be looked back at the day we were look at leeches. I believe that, but I'm not going to make, you got to understand, guys. Yes, I'm a conspiracy theorist. Yes, I little gravy. Yes, one of the reasons I do bat pretty damn close to 1,000 is I know when I'm over my skis. I know coronavirus is nothing scary. But cancer treatment, I will not make a statement on it. Tom Hanks got coronavirus from Jenny. Ah, that's hilarious. I was diagnosed with rhinovirus and adenovirus. The adenovirus should be feared. It was rough, said my boy to the... I don't know what any of that means. I don't believe viruses exist, and if you want to get angry at me, you can. I don't care. All right, here's some other funny stuff. So this is the leader... Oh, Denmark Bear. I think this is... You probably know who this guy is. He's like the prime minister of one of those little European countries. Where is it? This is pretty funny. This will just kind of let you know whether or not they even believe it.
From now on, we're stopping shaking hands. You can shake feet, touch elbows, as you wish. I see in school all sorts of practical variants, with the exception of shaking hands. So from now on, we're stopping shaking hands. Oh, no, we can't do that anymore. No, over.
I love this stuff. Well, I mean, we do have a guy in the field, though, because we can cure this a better way. Hang on. So what do you got for me, Veritech Tactical?
Big Ben.
Yes.
I think I found the cure.
For God's sake, tell
us. You're going to need some potatoes.
Yes.
And some ice.
Why ice?
I got this.
Why the ice, though? Classic comedy duo. But just remember, grab our hands at all times. Milli Vanilli. This is something to watch out for in these times. Don't blame all your personal failures on something called a deep state. Why don't you become part of the deep state by influencing your elected officials? You know that how the deep state is always seen as bad? Why don't you become the deep state? What is the deep state defined by? First, let's make fun of Milli Vanilli here. Dear deep state, if you think we're going to just set Alex Jones up, have people follow him and have informants succeed in assisting, you throw him under the bus, just know this isn't his first rodeo. And there are a lot of white hats. Watch you. Okay, so deep state, define deep state. This is, dude, I'm telling you, I know this can be a little annoying sometimes, but deep state is a hidden cabal of people that influence elected officials and are never elected and they never go away. They're like permanently. Okay, why don't you become more like that? Why don't you influence your political leaders? What are the white hats? Oh, there's a secret. You know, it's so secret. Okay. Alex Jones is a drunk and a drug addict, allegedly. He also watches a lot of tranny porn, and he's a terrible husband and father, and he's an embarrassment of a man. He slandered me with lies personally because I would criticize Israel and he wouldn't. He's a terrible man. A lot of the people that work for him can't stand him. He is a narcissist. A lot of good-hearted people have followed him because they were like, well, he'll actually go in the streets with a bullhorn and scream truth at people. No, he's desperate for attention at all times. A lot of good-hearted truth seekers mistake pathological narcissism for balls. Like, nothing will stop Alex from being the center of attention regardless of where it is. He would do that to push 9/11, to say the truth about 9/11, whatever. He just doesn't matter. AJ caved on Dandy Duck. Yeah, he doesn't care about the truth. I've done his show 10 times. I know him personally. He called me to rant about how Jesus told him to take down Joe Rogan and how Joe Rogan is a homosexual and Joe Rogan works for the CIA and Joe Rogan and him in Vegas did this and this and this. And then I saw him on Joe Rogan's show the next week and he did it, quote unquote, because he wanted to sell a lot more product. So, dear Milli Vanilli, we know that Alex Jones isn't being set up by anybody because he is the system. He is the shill of shills. He's one of the few people I can actually prove is a shill. Like, he makes money knowingly spreading fear and false information. Milli Vanilli Weaver. By the way, Milli Vanilli Weaver was in favor of banning me from YouTube, because I said she was skinny fat and you know how people can be skinny and fat at the same time? And just overall, just gross. Obviously, that was more important to her than truth. This is a good news of the coronavirus. The erotic sleepover. Due to the coronavirus crisis, Erotic Sleepover 2020 is canceled. It is vital to me that each guest feels safe while en route and at my events. While all this fear surrounding the virus, I don't see how this is possible. Even though I believe this whole thing is fake, I cannot ignore the concerns of my supporters. We have never canceled an Erotic Sleepover ATL orgy before. But due to the fears of our guests, we have no choice but to postpone cancel June's event. We are not happy about this and cannot wait for the virus to vanish into thin air like all the others did before it. I know the power of fear and how it can create illnesses where there are none. So again, I'm left with no choice but to begin planning for 2021. P.S. I stand strong in my unpopular views, but as a host, I must put my views and my guests above my own. With much love and regret, Sydney G. I'm glad they finally canceled the Erotic Sleepover. But the funniest part is that I agree with Sydney G more than a lot of people that I thought I would agree with. Sounds absolutely valid. Yes. Yes. But it's so odd to me that one of the only people I agree with is the head of the Erotic Sleepover. She's like, listen, we all know fear is a problem, and I don't believe any of this is true, but, you know, our orgiers are fine. Want to know how you can actually get a communicable disease? Orgying. But it's funny to me that the orgiers are so riddled with fear, the sodomites, just like AIDS, you know? But Sydney G gets it. Cancel culture has now hit erotica. Ah, I love it. It's funny. Pumpy, pumpy, disco. But it's like, you know, there's good that's coming from it. I just don't like all the people out of work that are thinking about drinking and doing heroin. Don't. Stay with me. I want to drink. You don't think I want to drink in these times? Come on. Well, I still get surprised at how disgusting people are. Right, but there's a lot of weird levels to that. Sydney G, the head of orgies, actually made a good point. They're not worried about STDs. Oh, I mean, hepatitis? Guys, sodomy leads to hepatitis, which will absolutely tank your liver. Like, your liver is very important, right? Hepatitis is transferred from anus to penis. That's very common in the orgying community. And then your liver fails, and then you're dead. So it's just odd that... The one dude or woman, I don't even know. They take a dig, but they can't handle a little bit. Well, it's just, it is awesome. My life will get better from this scare. Do you understand that? My anger about it is because I'm watching people succumb to addiction and fear and death that shouldn't, in my opinion. But I'm not here to save anybody. That's Jesus' job. I got to keep reminding myself that. Sydney wants his ass, no asterisk. Yeah, I think, but see, this is the thing, Denmark Bear. Sodomites are some of the most scared people in the world. So the Sydney G attitude is very surprising to me. Because typically the more sin in someone's life, the more rational fear, regardless. Like, orgiers are spiraling. They're like, we can't risk the coronavirus. Yep. Hep B vaccine they tried to give to my 9-month-old. No, he's not. Yeah, don't take any of the vaccines. But hepatitis is real. Very real. Disease is very real, guys. I just don't understand how it's passed or what it is exactly. Frozen penises are not a replacement for potatoes. Thank you, Survivor Bear. The only thing Sydney's full of is potatoes. Right. They're frightened now. Yes. But the good guys should not be frightened. Talking to you guys. Okay. And I should not be angry. I should be calm. Warm weather kills coronu. Here's a far out thing. I think the odds are more likely that the weather is being manipulated to keep it cold and damp than the actual coronavirus existing. Crow most recent stream was very on point. He's always on point. But at the same time, he can be a bit of a curmudgeon in these times. So I'm just, as a warning, like, the world isn't spiraling. It's whatever we make of it. You know? We matter. We're the deep state. We're the elite. Fear porn is porn. It is porn. See, as much as last night I was yelling a bit, which I regret. I don't regret it. I don't regret it. But it's like I want to keep myself in check. But one of the funniest bits I've done in a long time came out of last night, which is the fear to porn cycle, where it's like, everything's coming, and Hillary in the deep state, and I'm whacking off. Why aren't the homeless getting sick? They are. They're getting sick with actual stuff, though, like typhus. Yes, don't spiral. I'm not spiraling. Yeah, you're in a timeout. You're in a timeout. You're in a timeout. Sydney stole my bike. Oh, I know. And now that the NBA has been canceled, think about how many bikes are going to be stolen. Guys, one of the funniest things ever happened. I'll show you next time I'm on my porch. Someone mailed me a BMX bike. That they finally got it. They got it back. Dude, you guys are so funny, man. Last night was great. Thank you. It's cold and rainy in Palm Springs right now. Probably definitely geoengineering, but I love rain. Dude, I think that they're geoengineering a longer allergy season. BB is getting a handle on the wrath of sin. Yeah, finally. Took me long enough. BB, why did they change the name of the virus? Rebranding. Cheap flights might take a vacation. Yeah, but watch out. They may cancel your flight home. So don't do it if you have a wife or kids or anything, because your daddy might be stuck somewhere. But if you're just a single crusher, yeah, definitely. Because they could just cancel your flight home. And I'm not saying to be scared, but just that's a reality. You know, someone had a guilty conscience. Dude, it's a giant box. There was a BMX in it. No, it was like a kid's BMX. And this long hysterical letter. I'll read it next time I'm on the porch. NHL just got canceled. Yeah. It's wild. And I'm starting to think that the people involved are actually scared. I don't know. It's a funny joke. So here we have Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson test positive for coronavirus. Here's straight from the Satanist's mouth. Hello, folks. Rita and I, look at that picture. Ugh, just don't get mad at it. Rita and I are down here in Australia. What are you doing there, Tom? Anyway, we felt a bit tired. I bet you did, Tom. Like we had colds and some body aches. That also happens from really long air travel, Tom. Rita had some chills that came and went. Slight fevers, too. Yeah, maybe you should watch out for the alleged baby eating. To play things right, as is needed in the world right now, as we were tested for the coronavirus and were found to be positive. Did you get it from Jenny? Ha! Well, now, what to do next? The medical officials have protocols that must be followed. See, that's the intention of this whole thing. We Hankses will be tested, observed, and isolated for as long as public health and safety requires, because we're weak cowards. Not much more to it than one day at a time approach, no? We'll keep the world posted and updated. Take care of yourselves, Hanks. And then, of course, his creepy little one glove with no hand in it that he does a lot with children's shoes. Okay, that's ridiculously stupid. I don't even know what else to tell you, other than that's kind of proof that it's a hoax, obviously, but whatever. You know, enjoy your time with family. But just know that as you're enjoying your time with your family, if you have a life like mine, and this is not white guilt, don't confuse the two. It's not because of my race, it's because of all my really, really good decisions in life. And a few lucky bricks. A few God-given bricks. I can just enjoy the run. I live a life of self-quarantine to begin with. But there are people that are paid to work the stadiums at the NHL games, and they're not there to worship idols or any of this stuff, and they're going to be facing a season of suicidal thoughts, potentially. Not a lot. A lot of them are crushers. They don't care, whatever. But the economics can really hurt people. So don't root for it. Just understand. Like, I know better than anybody that the entire economy is a scam. The entire thing. Money itself. This isn't my first rodeo. I have goats, chickens. I have alpacas for wool to make my own clothes. Okay? Like, no one takes the spells of the economy more seriously than me. I have a deep electric pump for water. I have a running stream and a hand pump. Absolutely no proof that he's sick. He has a cold. This is the question that I want to know is, does he know? Like, did magic know? Like, do these people know, or are they just manipulated? The heavy populated areas are going to suffer badly. They already are. And when you see everything closing, it's real easy to say, great, let's starve out the beast. There's better ways to starve out the beast. Like, you have to make some of the jumps and decisions that I've made. As much as it hurts financially a little bit, it's better then than when they pull it out from you. No, Vox is mad because Owen has out-quarantined him. Yeah, like, Vox is having a great time. See, this is another thing I want to explain. Vox is a fearless, calm, brilliant, God-fearing man who we have slight differences in opinion on the purpose of all of this and whether or not this is a good plan to weed out criminals and stuff, but it doesn't matter. He could be right. I hope he is, but he's enjoying the hell out of this time. Are you kidding me? Vox loves it. Like, to just be, like, not be constantly surrounded by, like, global migrants screaming. Yeah. And there is a concern about the elderly and the immune deficient when it comes to any cold and flu season. But see, this is why I get frustrated. It's just no different than any year. That's why I, Vox has his red wine. Yeah, he's a genius. The dude's a genius. I react to fear mongering. Like, when I see people saying, oh, this is super serious, you know, the Q is finally just had this. But see, the problem with me, and I can admit this, and I'm working on it every day, is I shouldn't get mad at that. I have to be above it. Because if I get emotionally engaged with my wrath, not my fear, it's a different road to Rome, I'm not helping myself or anybody else. Vox had a phenomenal stream on evil. Dude, it was brilliant. My favorite Vox streams are the ones where he talks about the nature of evil and Christianity. Those are unbelievable. The political stuff, I just disagree with. It might be our different perspectives from Europe and America. I just see so many. Okay, this is what I think about the nationalists versus the leftists. You know, the global cabalists, however you want to describe them. I think a lot of right-wing nationalists don't understand the leftist, the communist, the global cabalist, the grabbers, any way you want to call them. They always, and coronavirus is no different, they always know how to capitalize on irrational panic more than anybody fighting for good. And I'm watching it happen again. Sure, if this happened, this would be a great time to limit global migration. This would be from Guatemala and all these people that are being put into debt and exploited. By the way, my heart is not against the human worker. I actually understand them. They're going to come into America or Denmark, like Denmark Bear, and they will be put in debt and used as slaves, and they will undercut the actual working men of the region. I can't stand it. I think it's an absolute plague. And the people are not the locus. It's the global homo. Exactly, Zodiacal Lights Bear. Hopefully I'm explaining this better. It doesn't appear that the quote-unquote right ever capitalizes on this. They never do. They never, like, right now they're limiting flights from Europe and they're canceling tons of American industry. I don't see it. And it's like the way out isn't to dismantle everybody's jobs at, like, the NBA and NHL. It's to not watch it and see them as heroes. Enjoy the games. Don't be like, if only LeBron would touch my face, I will be healed. And that's a personal battle, you know? And so that's why I don't have much. I see tons of hope in life. I see tons of hope in the way things are going, how people are reacting, how people are. I can see patterns, yeah. But I don't see it in the political realm when it comes to the white hats. They never seem to use these moments to give us more freedom, to limit global migration, to give us more gun rights. Like, there's no, I am not seeing, and I won't pretend to see something that isn't there, that that they're like, oh, great, now we can have automatic weapons again because of the coronavirus. Like, we have to go the other way or else it's always bad. Always. You know, like, I don't see any nationalists ever be like, oh, coronavirus? Finally, let's build the wall and arrest Hillary Clinton and get automatic weapons. It's always this, like, weird, cryptic tweeting and, like, just wait for it, wait for it. It's like, no. Right now, the left is using this in a great way. Like, they're capitalizing it all over the place. You know, putting in local abilities to limit free assembly and all that stuff, you know? And that's the thing I disagree with. I'm not disagreeing. Guys, I've quarantined myself. I have for years. It's like, those are the right... And those on the right can't think the same way to combat it effectively. It's like they only see one point. Right. And that's why it all these fear tactic things never work for the good guys. Because it's like nobody's ever like, coronavirus, what a great time to really like fire up all those plans. I haven't seen one happen. Like, you know how symbolic it would be if Hillary Clinton actually went to jail? She's like on a beach right now. Meanwhile, all these people are just scared. You know, it's just canceled sports will lead them back to whacking up. Right. Well, it's a great opportunity or it's a problem. But the people I think about are the infrastructure workers that make everything work. So when I'm upset that the stock market tanks, it's not because I have stocks. I don't have stocks outside of a IRA that I'm not allowed to touch until I'm in my 60s. I don't care at all. I'm not even using this as an investment opportunity. I can't stand the stock market. What I do like about it, well, what I hope for is that it doesn't tank ever. But I mean, how are we supposed to? You grow through it. There's vulnerable people. There's people that clock in and clock out that if they're, that need these jobs. And don't get me wrong, I know that sometimes being laid off, having time on your hands to think can be the break people need to see through the lies and to start their life properly. There's always blessings in these things. That being said, there's a lot of kids that are going to starve to death. And that's just reality. It's going to be a lot of abortion. And so I will get excited about the storm and about the political implications of these things as soon as the right realizes how to redirect these panics into more freedom, into more autonomy in our nation. It isn't happening, and I will not pretend it's happening. You know? That's it. That's all I have to say about it. You know, stopping flights from Europe is not an American problem. There's been zero slowdown in migration from the South. And those are because you can put those people in debt. You can give them a Social Security card to leverage. Again, the Treasury can leverage against the Fed for future taxes. You can keep them in a state of low-wage, desperate work to undercut the male American posterity who has a job. And that's all I believe to be tragic. Most of the public sector, half of all the people employed, are in home quarantine. Well, this can be a blessing. People can finally not have to have their busy work and they can actually think, assuming they're not in fear. If they're in fear, they'll degrade. They'll just start doing their whack-a-moles. But nobody is self-quarantined around me. Good. Bach said a lot of people over there in Italy are having a great time. That there isn't panic and fear. That's excellent news. My anger at fear itself is because if you're self-quarantining because you see it as a great opportunity to hang out with your family, to see what matters, to think, to pray, to just have a funded vacation from whatever job you're doing, where you can actually think about what matters, whether or not you have food sources, what, great. If you're scared, you will self-destruct. I see it. Oh, do the grab wars need more blood to sip on, or are they gathering your blood? We do it to ourselves. You know, a lot. If you're in fear, you're the grab war. I don't like blue tie Trump. I don't know what that means. It is Trump's strategy against the deep state. Annie, you're in a timeout. Yesterday, you were obviously annoying. You're in a timeout, NAT. You can't even describe the deep state and you know it. If you keep it up, I'll assume you're a bot. I don't know if you heard in the beginning, I analyzed the word deep state, what it means. It means a group of people that influence the government, right? Why don't you become the deep state and influence your own elected officials? Why don't you empower yourself to actually live in a way that makes you less vulnerable and more impactful on your own governments? The cabal has to be defined. And the best way to define the cabal, the best way to fight against the cabal is to starve it with your own actions. Don't pay money to Hollywood. Do it. Look what I've dedicated my life to at this point. It's like, I will every day give people an alternative to this evil of Netflix, Hulu, and Hollywood. That's what I do every day. Because the way to actually fight is to starve it. You don't need to wake up don't wake up the dragon until you have all their eggs. You understand? Like, if you just fight the dragon before you get the eggs, what's the point? You've been timed out by a huge bear. Thank you, Kind Bear. Bear State. Yeah, be Bear State. Because of the retards, I can't buy toilet paper at Costco. We have enough at home, but seriously, there's enough food and wine there. But TP, well, it's for the whacking off. People are stocking up on toilet paper because they know how much beating off they're going to be doing because of the free time and the fear. You have to understand, when people have free time and they're really scared, they fire up the internet and they just whack, 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 whack. Hey, there's a deep state. The toilet paper, I think subconsciously, is people knowing how much just the rivers of jizz that will be flowing from their basements. And it disgusts me. Water works for cleaning. Oh, Fighting Bear 7. And I did a challenge. Yeah, all right, let's read the comments. This is going to be a good one. I got some more stuff for you, though. What's this? Oh, I'll play it at the end. We made little coops for our little ducks and our little chickens, and it looks like they're a witch coven because we have heat lamps in there. You can't eat 2P, TP. Yeah, people aren't just like, wow, everything's falling apart. What do we need? A very clean anus. No, it's for the whacking, and I won't apologize. Nobody's ever like, I need my clean anus. It's all good. It's all good. It's people do what they do, man. It's what they do. I know why they're buying the toilet paper. I know why. They know why. They know what they're planning on doing with their downtime. Rivers. Rivers of a substance that will never fertilize a woman. It will just soak them in their own despair. All right. I told my third graders at a private school that I teach at they shouldn't fear a virus, but that God is in control of life and death. God is, he is in control of life and death. Let me show you some other stuff. Did I seriously not download enough of what I was planning? Let's see here. Oh, this is a good one. Here's some news from the front line here. Let's see if we can crunch the patterns here. This is the beauty of having trusted bears in my life. Corona screening tool. So my wife is a neonatal nurse practitioner, and she just told me that the screening tool they are required to use for Corona tests everyone positive that has been out of the country. How's that for number crunching? Seems a little high. So everyone who's been out of the country just tests positive. But I mean, it's a really, really accurate test. That's why I have so much information to give people. I am in contact with people in every single industry you can possibly imagine that tell me the realities of everything. Not this fake stuff. It's called a fifi rag. These are environmentalists wasting the environment and their jazz strength. Yeah, rivers of jazz. Rivers of jazz. When you close out of Facebook and look at your window, life is really beautiful. Praise Jesus. Yes, it is. And people are looking at me now sometimes like, man, how did you, you have goats and it must be nice and chicken. I'm like, because this obviously was coming. But I still know the reality of people that they didn't have the ability of doing it because of my fortune. I suffered for it. What I understand because it's obvious. Don't be under the thumb of a supply chain for food. They'll get you so panicky and fearful that you'll start manifesting your own enslavement. I get it, but it doesn't take away from all the people that don't have the ability of doing what I did. But they've stopped testing here only if you get admitted. I think they're covering up the lie. Yes, they're trying to cancel the Olympics. I think I was right about the entire purpose. This is still what I think. And I know some people, I don't care. I don't care what I think. I think the grabbers want to buy a bunch of Japan. And there's just a million grabbles that have come from it. I think they want Japan to lose all the money they've invested in the Olympics. They want to create, and they want to buy, because I think Japan, a lot of it is very perverse, obviously. But a lot of it is ungrabbled because of their homogeny. So I think the main move, and it's brilliant, is to grabble the Olympics. They're trying to set a precedent, NBA, NHL, precedent, to put pressure on the Olympics. And, you know, the Olympic Committee is all grabblers. They want to get Japan to lose the bid and then buy it. That makes so much more sense than any other theory. I called it a while ago, too, and it just keeps seeing more real. The Nazis own Japan. Not really, no. Japan is a subsidiary of the United States Corporation after World War II. But it doesn't matter. You still have to get people to comply or else it's just a stack of documents that don't mean anything. Japan doesn't get spooked, right? And they need them scared. And you can pass these tests. Like the Amish, there was a hoax shooting at a completely fake shooting. No, false flag shooting. It was real. People died at an Amish school and they didn't spook. They didn't spook. And so they just stopped. They were trying to get rid, they were trying to impose all this vaccinations and guns and all this on the Amish. And the Amish like forgave the shooter and just kept building barns because they actually fear God only. Oh, and the Fireside Stream last night was fire. I'm turning Japanese. Japan won't take no crap from ground. We'll see. We'll see. There's a lot of pressure right now in place. Japanese anime has a lot of truth in it. Yeah, but there's also a lot of perverts. We're going to take this opportunity to make a baby and we'll name it Corona. Yeah, my Corona. Crown. The grabbers want to buy everything and everyone. Right. So you just think like, who are they trying to jar? Like, this is what a predator does. I understand predators. Last night you guys heard the sound of coyotes, right? This is my whole life. This is what a predator does. This is how they want you to think. So that way you just, you're just... Because the way God has balanced nature is the deer is as fast as the wolf can hunt. That's why they need this and they need you to... Like the way that they've adapted to each other, the predator and the prey, is it's always a fight. It's always hard. You know, like a buffalo can kill wolves if they attack the wrong wolf. If the wolf attacks a buffalo that's too strong or hasn't been ostracized by the herd... That buffalo can be mortally wounded. Happens all the time. You know, that's why there's this one island off of Africa where the Cape buffalo and the lions were isolated, and they're all huge. Like, the Cape buffalo are just, you know, and because they just keep adapting. And the ones that can be a little faster win. The ones that can be a little tougher win. And then it just gets to a point of madness. So this is necessary. You know, that's a hunting technique to get you off your guard. And so the fear is the most effective way to do it because it's chemical warfare. It injects a cortisol in your head and it freezes you. This is all, maybe I'm a predator. I don't know. I don't know why I understand this and a lot of people don't. I don't. I don't get why they're like, but why would they? I'm like, do you not know how to hunt and kill? Don't know if it seems likely until we hear otherwise. They need to throw you off your game to get... Just watch hunting. Just watch any prey and predator. It's the same with like a woman, you know, like a guy being like, have a drink. Just to get you a little like this, So you might make a bad decision with that guy. Right? PB, are you allowed to hunt coyotes? Yes. Japan has honor. This is dishonorable. But the best way with coyotes is fences. It's not hunting them. Hunting them can put them back into a... They go in heat immediately, the women around them. The female coyotes go in heat immediately and they breed like crazy if you shoot them. Like really analyze how to take out a predator. Like hunting coyotes in cities have actually increased their population, unlike the wolf. The wolf, you can actually hunt to extinction. The coyote, shooting them actually makes them go into heat and just have litters. It's almost like blowing a dandelion. The best way to deal with coyotes is simply fencing because they're opportunists. It's the best way to deal with grabbers is fencing. You shoot a grabber, they have another 50 museums and another currency. It's like they're like coyotes. They're opportunists. So fencing, the coyote doesn't have that in them. You know, the wolf could plan and operate and they're strong enough to really do some stuff to fences, not the coyote. Because their strength is their cockroach-like survival ability of opportunity. Coyotes are very intelligent. They analyze risk versus reward extremely effectively. And that's why they love taking out cats and all this stuff. And then they howl at each other. They scream the victory of it to scare. For those of you that were on the stream last night, it's a blood-curdling scream when they have a kill. I think one killed my cat last night, one of my cats. But I don't. That's fine. I don't get close to the cats. They do a job. But it's like they scream when they're eating flesh. And it's to intimidate other animals to fear them. Because when they're afraid, they're much easier to hunt. That's why I'm always trying to lower fear. Because there's no fear that will ever help you. There's caution, there's precaution, you know, wash your little grabber hands, buy up all your TP in case you need a wax session. Who the hell prepares more than me? I live in a homestead. I have silver. Like I have several cases of bullets for different types of guns. I have fences with fences. I have entire community networks to track any cars on our street. Like I'm a preparer. Zero fear. I take pleasure in it. They howl longer the larger the prey. Yeah, and it's a psychological tactic. There's producers and leeches. Yeah, I'm definitely a producer, but I just understand the predator prey relationship very, very well. And a lot don't. Like a lot of people have this in their head and they're like, why would anyone do that? I'm going to make a serious life decision right now. I'm like, but you have a lot of toilet paper? I never think about it. I don't whack off. I have a stockpile of aged Gouda. Not good for you. Or consumers. You understand it because you are a producer, Alan. Oh, good. Thank you, Denmark. Or Dimitri Bear. I couldn't even sleep after the stream last night. Nice. Because some of you guys heard actual monsters for the first time in your entire lives. Like last night, you heard the sound of a real monster right outside my wall, like right outside my city gate. Thanks for the template, BB. Yeah, this will help you. Because I just, for whatever reason, the American right wing will absolutely never capitalize on any of these events to give people more freedom or autonomy. Never. I've never seen it once. The left and the globalists and the communists and the grab board, they do every time. That's why when these events happen, although I would love that it's a big Q thing, the odds to me are objectively at this point zero, I think. No, 1%, I won't say zero. But there's no slowing of the... I mean, listen, the minute Trump says no more from the South, I'm like, great. But I've never seen it. All right, I was fired up last night. All right, let me open some packages. I have three, and I will play you guys something really funny. This dude gets it. All right, watch this. Enjoy as I get to start opening some stuff, and then we'll just keep crushing. What do we got here? Is this it? No. This is a good type of comedy for these times.
know, Marco. So I don't know if y'all seen it, but that coronavirus is spreading all over the world. At first it was in China. Then it went to South Korea. Then it went to Italy. And now it's done somehow hopped on an airplane and flew over here to America. So right now, I'm going to show everybody how you can properly prepare yourselves so that you will not get the coronavirus. Now, I know the professionals are saying, oh, all you need to do is wash your hands and make sure you don't put your hands near your face or your mouth. Oh, really? How is that going to stop one of them coronavirus zombies from walking up to me, coughing in my face, that coronavirus going in my mouth, down my trachea, and into my lungs? It can't. That's why you need to don the proper protective gear so that you will not get the coronavirus. Now, as you can tell, I am wearing a coronavirus-proof suit with a clear message on it that says, stay back 10 feet. And that goes for everybody, all right? Everybody, my grandma, my mama, everybody. I don't know who's got the coronavirus. And that's also why this is very important. This here is my corona stick. When somebody starts walking up to me, I will stick the stick out like this. And once they touch the tip of the stick, that's as close as they can get right there. Because that right there gives me enough distance to where if they cough, their coronavirus droplets will not make it into my mouth. Now, if they keep trying to walk, that's when you need to take back. You need to get back. That way they'll know you ain't playing no game, all right? I will beat you with this stick if you keep trying to walk toward me, okay? My personal health is at jeopardy. You don't get near me. You stay back. Now, I also got my gloves here. Now, I don't wear no rubber gloves, all right? Them germs can't get through no leather. That's why you need to wear leather gloves. Now, this here is my most important part of my whole coronavirus suit. This is my ventilatory system. Now, a lot of people think that you can just wear one of them regular old surgical masks, but that don't work. Them coronavirus droplets are small, and they can get straight through them masks. But you know what the coronavirus can't get through? Plastic. And it can't get through my ventilatory system right here either. You got right there, that's Bounty paper towel rolls. Nothing can make it through a Bounty paper towel roll without getting caught. Now, I've also got my disinfectant spray on each side of my ventilatory system. That way, if I'm walking alone and somebody walks up towards me and they start a coughing, I can spray my disinfectant in there and kill all them droplets before they get anywhere near me. Now, as you can tell, I've also got my disinfectant sprays in my holsters here. It is very important that you always have enough disinfectant spray. And you might not always be able to get to the ones at the top of your helmet. So you need to practice with these disinfectant sprays to make sure you're as quick as wide earth pulling them things out your holsters. Let's say I'm walking through the grocery store and somebody sneezes. And that right there, ladies and gentlemen, is how you keep yourself safe from the coronavirus. God bless y'all. I love you.
All right. That's great. That's great. I think that's the level of comedy I think is very healing. I'll show you the edge of it. This is where I think this is extremely funny still, but this is about when it starts getting, like, after this point, and this comes from a guy who was on the show punked for a season. Like, I understand humiliating people in public, but, you know, it's about lowering the fear, but this guy's hysterically funny. I mean, this is about the limit of when it's acceptable.
Well, I went to China for a week, and then after I came back, I've been coughing the whole time. Yeah. It's bad, bro. I don't know.
That dude's hysterical. Alright. But again, if someone has an actual weakened immune system or they're very old, don't make them scared. It's not cool. Israel's about to announce vaccine. I get it. Thanks for informing everybody. I want to show that video. What was it called? Oh, I put it on my, or Kyneton put it on youtube.com/OwenBenjaminOfficial. I don't know who the guy was. Someone just sent it to me, and I just laughed a lot. I have no idea who the guy with the coronavirus. I don't know who that was. If anyone knows, just comment, and I'll highlight it. And then I'll read these, but I want to read the comments of my one video. Owen Benjamin official. I challenge people to name a single person who's ever died of the coronavirus. Thousands and thousands of people, the whole world. No one knew a single person. And it's very revealing. It helped people's fear, lowered fear. But I also said to people, list what actually has killed people you love. So we can actually talk about the real threats to our people. Not the parasite class, guys. People that actually do things that are valuable. Ginger Billy, this video seems so crazy with the sound effects and how she just started walking backward. Yeah, it's great. It's great. It's still loading. This always is. Oh, here we go. No comments. All right. I think some of that is by design. I swear to God. It's like, oh, are you paranoid? Yeah. There's an active effort to get rid of the voice of people that relieve fear. It's nothing to do with my politics, nothing to do with anything. It has to do with fear. Because fear is the ultimate mind killer. Okay. Here's a message. I pinned this one because I thought it could really, it was interesting. I'm an American and I live in Hong Kong. I'm married to a woman from an old, large Hong Kong family. Also, my wife is a flight attendant with a very large group of friends, colleagues, and everybody is connected to everyone else with WhatsApp or WeChat or Instagram or whatever. The whole city is a giant instant communication network because everyone has a cousin or an uncle or a coworker or a friend from any part of the city. Why am I telling you this? Nobody is sick. We don't know anyone is sick. We don't know anyone who knows anyone who is sick. None of my wife's flight attendant friends are sick. None of my students are sick. None of their family members are sick. We had some empty store shelves about 2 weeks ago, but not anymore. People did the toilet paper thing 2 weeks ago, but not anymore. We got some canned food. We bought some big bottles of distilled water. People are washing their hands more and avoiding going out more and not crowding elevators and all that. But nobody is sick. Whatever is happening in mainland is a lot bigger than a common cold. All right. Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself. He contracted the coronavirus while locked up. Very funny. These are going to be either funny or just good information. I bought my 2,000 rolls of toilet paper. Everybody knows if you want to survive a virus outbreak, you need to have lots and lots of paper to wipe your ass with. Food, not important. Toilet paper, it will save your damn life and make grabbers who own the toilet paper brand filthy, filthy rich. I just saw that Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson have the beer virus. They aren't dead yet, but fingers crossed, hysterical. Not one single person, but I know who died from drinking and alcohol. My hubby has mandated that this virus not be spoken of in our home any longer. He's tired of hearing about it from everywhere. I like it. He's right, by the way. I know nobody that's died from common cold, aka coronavirus. And by the way, I'm not deleting any of these. These are all just what I'm just listing them in rows. Prediction regarding Tom Hanks. Guaranteed he will be saved with the vaccine. Self-quarantine is just code for a really long whack-a-mole session. In the last 3 years, two people from my close surroundings got cancer, and both of them quickly died of post-chemotherapy complications. Probably would still be alive if it wasn't for the treatment. Knew a kid who was paralyzed from the swine flu vaccine. Cousin died last year from heroin fentanyl overdose. Family friend suicide with gun in 2018. By the way, that's all economically related. Just FYI. I know that you can have no money and be in crush with faith and logos. I get, but the reality of the situation is when people's livelihoods and ability for men to feel respect and women to feel safe is taken from them, they kill themselves with these type of situations. And that's what needs to be spread. Okay. Tom Hanks died of corona-related rollerblading accident. How dare you? It must be nice not to know the 220,000 victims of corona infected across the globe. This is how they're writing. Of which 80,000 are in China. The average age of the deceased is 80 boomer years long. Dr. Oz said in an interview where he was sitting at a news table and the newscaster sitting there said, what could be done to fight corona? Dr. Oz said that the media needs to shut up. Yeah, I don't like Dr. Oz though. Nope, not one, but I can name a lot of car accident victims, tragic suicides, and overdoses. Rest in peace. I pray they are with God now. My 13-year-old son told me nonchalantly yesterday, it's made China, Mom, so it won't last long. I can tell that's British. That's very funny. Well, Tom Hanks just came out that it is, so fingers crossed, he'll be our first death. Hilarious. The sky's not falling. My great aunt Jean, who had zero health conditions, died after getting a flu shot, felt sick, and didn't wake up the next morning. I'm positive the cure they come up with will be worse than the virus. I agree. I grew up in eastern Kentucky. It was up in the hills, middle of nowhere paradise. Pain pills came in, and now it's a disgusting place. Corona was stupid. I'm a bricklayer in Ohio, and not one construction worker I know cares. It's all so stupid. Two buddies I served with committed suicide, childhood friend to heroin. I only fear God. I was in a crowded bus today with the guy next to me coughing like hell. I told him about the quantum of conscience. I felt no fear. Dad had a heart attack on Christmas Eve. Not a big fear up here in northern New Hampshire, Big Bear. Good to hear. Buy land there. Oh, I have an idea. I'll tell you in a second. This is the new 9/11 in slow motion. The economy isn't even real. It's all fake paper, ones and zeros. No fear. I've seen despair kills. It almost took my dad when he decided to put a gun in his mouth and give it a squeeze. He survived, but lost his ability to write and verbally communicate, all due to the stroke that followed his attempted suicide. He died 10 years later at the age of 50. No despair or fear for me. Two childhood friends died of heroin overdose. Another was lost to suicide. My family doctor confirmed that he has never seen a single person with AIDS virus. He was reluctant to go on record to say it was fake, but we shared a look like, yeah, we knew the truth. A good portion of my generation in my hometown of Colebrook has died from painkillers and dope, not one from this big pandemic. Alcohol and heart attacks for most of my family. My aunt is currently decaying from breast cancer, and she is facing it head on with a smile. My aunt's struggling, teaching me not to bow down to the weakness of fear and propaganda. Great, she's spreading God with that. Lack of fear with breast cancer. God bless her. When I heard that in Italy, an actor from a TV show, Gomorra, was stuck in his house with dead family members for 3 days, I got real suspicious. First of all, Gomorra? And second of all, why are these famous people from every country coming down with it, but nobody, anyone actually knows? I've been to 6 memorial services of friends who were burying their 16 to 30-year-old children in the past 3 years, all opiate fentanyl overdoses at the Pennsylvania-Maryland border. My mom's doctor was on that boat in Japan. Her doctor said it was total BS. I'm a grave digger, by the way, Big Bear. Need a stream tonight. And that's why I did it, by the way. People needed the bear. Fear kills 1 million times the number of people as the coronavirus. My coworker's brother is a doctor in Northern Kentucky, hasn't encountered one patient infected with corona. I'm pregnant. I've been sick for 2 weeks, but I'm not worried. Getting better every day. My sister actually tested positive for H1N1 when she died, but she had pneumonia. Fear God only. Everyone I know, for the most part, dies of heroin. My Uncle Stevens died in 87 from corona, but it was actually the AIDS. Tom Hanks looks a bit haggard lately. Thank you, Owen. Thank you, Owen. It's like you've been spiritually prepping us to not be afraid for the last few weeks. Very grateful. That means a lot to me. My grandmother passed away from cancer in January. I'm grieving. I love her so much. I'm just going right down. These are the things you have to know. I've been sick for almost 2 weeks with allergy sinuses due to pollen. It's really intense where I live and throws me off when the seasons change. My wife convinced me to go to the doctor Tuesday. When I got there, they asked me my symptoms, and they probably made me put on a mask for their safety. The nurse asked if I had a flu shot this year. I said no. I've never had a flu shot and never had the flu. I'm hoping it's the corona, because at least then I know I'll be fine. The nurse said that's not funny. I just smiled and shrugged. If coronavirus got killed in their mother's womb, very few people would ever talk about them. Nice. Oh, and thank you for all you do. The fear crap is out of control. My work, a worldwide corp, is playing along, sending emails, etc. My death is my life. My friend got thyroid cancer. Or no death in my life, but my friend's mom got thyroid cancer. His dad discovered vitamin B17, and she started eating apricot seeds. Doctors were astonished. Yeah, I literally have planted apricot trees because of that. Oh, and when you have wrath, sit in front of your beautifully tuned piano and play music with Logos instead of at the fire. The music you play kills wrath. The emotions are sensitive, and the music is so amazing. The men are weak, yes, but Logos will help them rise. Yeah, and I started that. I'm like, thank you for that advice. When there is a flu, you always know someone that has it. I don't know one person with symptoms of corona. Opioids have ruined many of my friends' lives. One of my friends committed suicide because of depression, and another is just missing. Hasn't been seen in over a decade. His name is Brian Sullivan, and he's from Rochester, New York. I bet it never even made the news. Brian Sullivan. Name one person who's died of crown virus. You can't. Brian Sullivan has been missing for a decade. Yeah, this is crap. They're wanting to close schools here in Denver and surrounding cities because of our dirtbag new governor. Yes. It's all that's why this is a globalist event. I hate to burst people's bubbles, but that's what's happening. It's all these globalist sodomite governors. Like I performed in Colorado. I know all about this guy. They're trying to take more power with people's fear like they do every single time. But the good news is they can't take your power because your power comes from God. I broke my ankle on a water slide once. 38 dead in a U.S. population of 327 million. That's a 0.00000012% chance of dying from the Kobe 9/11 virus. That's about the same odds as winning Powerball. My wife is a nurse, and the other day one of her normie anti-Trump coworkers said, "When is this corona nonsense going to end? They're just trying to push fear on people." My wife said, "Yeah, that's how they control us. The institution in our area are panicking, but I don't know a single individual who's concerned enough to change anything about their life." All right, you guys get it. You guys get it. Old age, dehydration, fire, depression, but none from corona. Zika, swine, bird, Ebola, or AIDS, for that matter. Disappointed is exactly how I felt, too. You think you're getting through to people? Yeah, all right. So I got to read my... By the way, someone sent me the pedals and this for my new BMX. Hysterical. All right, let me just read these. Thank you for the mail. If you'd like to support the stream, it is important. As you can see, I'm one of the few people that is talking about this in a calm, funny, non-fearful manner. If you find value in that, you can support at P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. Or, and subscribe to unauthorized.tv, or if you want to buy funny shirts and stuff, unbearablesmerchandise.com. But all these streams will always be free to have from Why Didn't They Laugh, wherever you get your podcasts, or False Witness Bear has a new channel because he's currently in a timeout for one of my videos on YouTube. Oil Bear has version 2 now. I'm Not Owen Benjamin version 4. We don't stop. We know what kills people, and we know how to spread something else, not just complain. BB, my father-in-law uses branches from a holly bush to keep away ringworm. Just tie a few up to the rafters. The dead leaves attract fungus. Also, he recommended to me to use marshmallows for moles, and I haven't seen one since. Interesting. Wanted to mention, too, that wearing suspenders takes pressure off the gut and kidneys. Reason why gays and hipsters wear them? Haha. Board Bear. Thank you, Board Bear. Good information. Lemon Honey for the Bear. What is that soundtrack you play? Amelie? Yeah, Amelie. Yep. Hello, Big Bear, and congratulations to your family for the new life all at Ursa Manor, especially Little Jack in August, which is my Enter the World month also. Leo the Lion. I completely agree with you on this churchian thing. They think because you talk about and believe in God and Jesus, it has to be only according to their rules. When the Lord walked among us, he didn't say, go forth and organize many different religions and doctrines. Of course, yeah, exactly. That's literally what Pharisee is. The first commandment isn't, have many religions and be your own God. Frankly, it is none of anyone's business what you and Amy choose for your family. Right, but Orthodox Church in my area is not cucking to Coronu. It's just something to think about. No rainbow flag, no cucking to Coronu. That's what I look for. By the way, you want a little advice? This is why a lot of people like me do develop wealth. The conspiracy theorists who fear God. Okay, look at who isn't scared right now. Look at geographic regions, towns, villages, areas, states. That's where to get property. The last phase for urbanization and gentrification, as you go, gangs, artists, gays, hipsters, yoga mats. Gang areas and cities attract artists, low rent, that exciting nature of art attracts the homosexual that cleans it up and adds money, which attracts the hipster type with trust funds and suspenders. And then once you see a woman walking alone with a yoga mat, you know you've reached gentrification. So I would always recommend people buy right at the homos. Okay, the new trend, if you would like to really understand value, look where there's no fear. Look where businesses aren't closing. Look where people are laughing at this. That's where the land will be valuable. You know, say what you will. Look for the states that aren't doing giant draconian measures. Look for, you know, right now, North Dakota, South Dakota. There's all kinds of states that are doing fine. Look at the state's debt, low debt. Then look at areas that are currently panicking, like the sky is falling. Take note, put pins. Literally, hospitals that aren't panicking, schools that aren't closing, all this stuff, right? Pin it. Look where there's more pins. That's where land will be valuable because it's where actual wealth is. Because the fear is a reflection of people being scared that nonsense will be taken from them. Just, that's all I'm saying. Living the life that the Lord has taught us and truly knowing in your heart when he said, through me is eternal life, is no less a Christian than those who belong to the organization called My Church. Fill in the blank. If people want to go to a building, more power to them, but just know what it is. Exactly. Exactly. If you want to love Trump and like Trump like I do, know what a politician is. Know what a government is. Then you can have a healthy relationship with someone like Trump and love it when he crushes and be disappointed when he lies, because that's the nature of politicians. Don't expect a politician to be a savior, and don't expect a savior to be a politician. Don't expect a comedian to not rant, and don't expect this is how you realign yourself. That's why I am a legend. I am legend. Why? Because a legend simply realigns people. North, south, east, west. A legend is a real thing. That's why when people are called a legend, it's someone that stands for what is north, south, east, west, and other people can then realign themselves to truth. Legendary. Legendary. North Dakota has his own state fund bank, keeps its state's fund. Yeah, exactly. I'm telling you, it's patterns. Priceless financial advice. Look for fear. Fear is a result of nonsense wealth. Avoid investing in any of that and avoid living there. Look for areas where people are still shaking hands, where people are still. This is how people, the tippy top of the financial world are people that act more like me. Not the tippy top pulling the strings, but the people looking at patterns, narratives, stories. It's all spells. It's human behavior. If you want to crunch your charts and blah, 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 that isn't, those people don't end up seeing their long game. It's like it's like watching TV, just know that you are setting the agenda. You get it, Big Bear. I started watching you for your comedy. I was amazed by your musical skills. I was so glad we shared the same values. I stayed for the gravy. And I want to support what I like so it doesn't go away. Keep it up, kid. You are making a difference. Osage, okay, Bear. Oh, yeah, Karen. Thank you, Karen. She's been a great Bear for a long time now. All right, I got to go. Idaho had a good rate on avoiding flu of all types of the city. Yeah, like my buddy Veritech, he's in North Idaho. He's right now gardening. He says that no police or alphabet agency guys he knows and talks to all the time, none of them think this is real. There was a blip where some of his NSA friends were like, yeah, poor North. But it's not, the fear is the reveal. And so people like me could actually be huge financial advisors, but I'm not. And don't risk this. Don't be like, oh, Big Bear, if I take my last $5,000 and invest in a little plot of land in North Dakota, that'll save us. I'm not a savior, but I'm telling you, this is how you actually see wealth and understand wealth acquisition. It's like when you're looking at gentrification, you need to see a pattern that you can actually look at. It's like, oh, gentrification, how does it work? How does it work? It starts with gangs. It starts with rotten infrastructure with beautiful buildings. It's parts of Detroit, parts of these San Francisco, you know, Silver Lake, Los Angeles. I watched that entire thing. So you have these old, beautiful buildings that were made when there was actual industry, actual production, right? And they get hollowed out by debt and economic collapse. All the businesses moved to China, right? Then the gangs come in. But as soon as the artists come in, there's a shift. There's still bullet holes, there's still high risk, but it's people that are damaged enough but still have beauty that come in. And that attracts the homosexual because some of these damaged artists reflect the homosexual's inner world. So then the homosexual has money. They have money and they can be high risk because they don't have children. Then in comes in the hipsters because they're chasing that fake risk of the new homosexual neighborhoods. You see it in New York City neighborhoods all over the place. Once you see a woman feeling safe alone with a yoga mat, it's game over. Okay, there's a new pattern I've discerned, and it is look for where there's homesteads, low fear, people have communities, they meet. Right now is the best time to analyze where there is value. Who's closing their doors? Who's scared of nonsense? What church has a rainbow flag and says, oh no, don't come this Sunday, don't spread your corona. That's why I see value in the Orthodox Church in my area. Because you don't just, my gut's telling, just what is the pattern? Like what would make a church close its doors for a 0.00000012% death rate, which is lower than winning the Mega Lotto? And this is a building that's supposed to transmit the fearlessness of Jesus Christ and the message that you're already saved, right? That has no value. All right, I got to go. P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 93.35, unauthorized.tv, unbearablesmerchandise.com. Be fruitful, multiply, don't be fruity, and boy, guys.